It's true. We are standing at a crossroads in history, and the journey ahead is going to be catastrophically different than the ones we have experienced in our lifetimes. You see, usually you see me sitting in my office in Dubai giving you the 7 habits, the 5 money principles, or the 3 things you should know. And not to say that those videos weren't important. They were. However, they were only part of the equation. They were the answers. What I haven't given you were the questions. The questions that led me to get to those answers in the first place. So today, I'm not here to give you answers. I'm here to take you on a journey with me.
And that, my friend, is when I had my second big realization. I didn't really know what true freedom really meant. That was when I truly realized that only having money is not the answer, because you can have all the money you want and still be what I call a subordinate. A subordinate to your ordinary job, to your income, to your situation.
Just think about all the decisions you've taken in the last week. Waking at the time that you woke up, getting home the time that you got home, the last 20 reels you watched on Instagram. Out of all the decisions you've taken, how many of those were actually truly yours? And now tell me, are you truly making your own decisions, or are you a subordinate to someone else's will? Now remember, history repeats itself. Back in the American Revolution, after more than 169 years of living as subordinates under British rulers, a few specific men got tired of having other people make decisions on their behalf. They were tired of the old world. Instead, they wanted a new world, a land where a man could create his own future, where a man could benefit from the brilliance of his own mind and the strength of his own muscles. And they were determined to turn this vision into reality. And this determination gave birth to a new type of man. They were called sovereign men. The sovereign men pushed the boundaries of what was thought possible by creating a new world of opportunity and freedom. Can you see all the parallels between what happened back in the American Revolution and what's happening now? Those are the signs of an incoming change in sovereignty. So listen, there's a crack in the dam. We are on the verge of the next shift in sovereignty. And those who make the leap into this new world are going to experience one of the most prosperous eras of our lifetimes. I call this new era digital sovereignty. And we are now in an inflection point that could really take us one of two turns. Just as the pioneers of the American Revolution face a choice between remaining under British rule or fighting for independence, you now must choose between remaining tethered to outdated systems or becoming a sovereign man yourself. So, if you are ready to stop living like a subordinate and take the leap into the new world, I will see you on October 21st.